Simply. This is she, and I want to give thanks for each and every one of you connecting in this moment. Today we're connecting to the dreams and the importance of our dreams, an ongoing topic that I will continue to shine light on. Today I was reading an article written by Elena Levi from her time down at Lake Atitlan. And she did this document and this research to talk about the importance, the historical importance of dreams in ancient Mayan culture and contemporary beliefs. So in other segments, we talked about Ecuadorian dreaming tea. We've talked about preparing for dreamings, the set and setting. And the reason I wanted to go a little bit deeper into Lake Atitlan, and when I found this article, I found it really fascinating, or paper, I should call it. It's not an article. It's 22 pages, so it's a full abstract introduction and conclusion paper, which, you know, we don't take time to read things like this, and I'm sure it took her some time to do all the research and put it together. And I find if we can spend a little bit more time doing a little research, contemplating it, and then deciding how you want to dive in, you might be surprised at what is revealed to you, which a lot was revealed to me as I did that for this segment. So before I share a little bit more about that, I would love for you to take a few minutes, connect back with your dreams, if you remember them, or if you felt the energy you woke up with, or if you even bring yourself back to a significant dream that you had in the most recent week or two or month, and connect with what was being revealed there. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Elena's writing, and then I'm going to share my experiences at Lake Atitlan. I was originally going to read this paper, however, it became very clear as I was contemplating that it would be best to share my own experiences rather than just read hers. So as we dive into Within Dreams, allow yourself just to relax, reflect back on your dreams, and we'll jump back in when we return. by the album Leaf, and we are connecting by inspiration to the work of Elena Levi. She spent some time down at Lake Atitlan in Guatemala doing some research about dreams and how they were important in ancient Mayans culture to contemporary Mayans culture. She shares in this document her experiences and shares how within, and this is how the magic of Lake Atitlan works, is that here she was doing a paper on dreaming, and towards the end of her journey, she had been visiting a shaman regularly and was not forthright in sharing the dream before her departure. And once she did, she was able to learn even more about the dream, about the importance of clearing and preparing self to return home, to release her fears and her apprehensions. So this brought forth a lot of my memories, being down in Lake Atitlan myself, and on different trips, how strong the dreaming was. And both trips were for similar but different reasons. And the lake is very specific there. The energy is very specific, and it's a beautiful place to dream because it's so clear, and there's so many sacred sites with the mountain volcanic structure all the way around, and some ancient ruins that are hidden in the landscape make it a very active place on the planet. It's also a place that you'll be called there or you won't. And in addition, to keep in mind that there are discernment factors as you move from one village to the next, and people that have settled there, no different than you might find in different areas around the world where there are known to be powerful spots. Sometimes you have to really listen, and they're hidden. It's not out in plain touristic point of view or people that approach you on the street. So the magic is there. You will be led if you are destined to be there. And if you go because you think you need to go, you may only find certain things because you were choosing to go there for another reason. So dreaming, as she talks about it, she talks in the culture that the dreams, in their view, are just as important as your waking state, and that they connect you to your soul, your spirit, your consciousness. And when you dream, an aspect of you is leaving and going to have an experience. And I would definitely agree. That's how I relate to my dreaming, leaving my body and going and traveling. In yogic traditions in India, they talk about this skill set. And so it depends. People have different levels and abilities of dreaming and awarenesses. Just like we need to have discernment here on planet Earth in this reality, this 3D perceived reality, we also need to have discernment in the dreaming. And so what's really beautiful about this article is it is sharing a little bit that, one, the dreamings can reveal your nawal, your calling, your destiny. And as mentioned from my experience, the lake is very specific. It'll connect you to things you need to remember, things that are an aspect of you, and how important it is for you to acknowledge that. And it can take time before you realize what it's asking of you. So they also feel the dreams are very sacred, that they are reality, and they are to be taken very seriously as a means of communication in Mayan spirituality. So in the morning, this is true also different places in the world, like I mentioned, Ecuador, Peru, Costa Rica, out at Hopi, those dreams are to be discussed. And then if there is a bad dream, now this is the important part, is that if there is a bad dream, you bring in time for meditation, contemplation, to clear that energy, and potentially prayer, depending on what your belief system is. At that time, that can help you release what's happening there, if they're fears, if it's actually something that's a forecast for the future, allowing yourself to make peace with what you're witnessing or how it is having a relationship to you. So she even talks about in the Aztec time when they became concerned when the people were starting to dream about the upcoming war. So these dreams are this gateway, this information signal, no different than how you go on the internet. They give you the opportunity to receive information outside of your physical temple. And so they will talk a little bit about the shamans there and how they can also assist in this process of clearing and purification and definitely becoming to have a deeper understanding of your dreaming and also any messages that are present there. In the ceremonies I've participated in Lake Atitlan, they've been very powerful ceremonies with indigenous elders, with the land, with the lake. Very powerful and meaningful. Also, the other aspect of the dreaming is to give it some time to take it in and allow it to reveal itself. Sometimes you might have a perception and an attachment, and that's why you would maybe want to let it go. Another part of that she shares in this article is that dreams and the way in ancient Mayan world, dreams have been an important aspect of Mayan religion and culture since the ancient civilizations. Ancient concepts of alter ego and co-essence, the spirit of the individual that is active when dreaming, is seen in ancient Mayan art. So she talks about this, that also this is where sometimes that animal aspect of ourself comes in, and these are depicted in glyphs and consistently certain words. They talk about the way in a couple different ways, but way also translates to the word sleep. So they have special sleeping chambers, a place where you could connect to your way, and or a place where your way lived. And this is that experience when you leave the body and go dreaming and connect with the other realms. You might go to other worlds, you might go to other dimensions, you might visit people on the planet. And this was very important to this culture. So imagine on these shows we talk about things that we've kind of just gotten rid of. And we've also placated with a lot of mass-produced concepts that keep us from having our own experiences. As I've mentioned in the past, like if you're watching TV right before you go to bed or on the computer, this can impact what you bring into dreaming. If you are focused or worried about something, this can interrupt your sleep and affect your dreaming. So again, more reason why if in the morning you're feeling distraught or as if you had a nightmare or woken up in the middle of the night, that's a great time to meditate, to clear your energy. You can even take a shower, drink some tea, and cleanse yourself of the bad dream. And also, if you feel the dream is forecasting for self, then ask for protection. Welcome that in. Ask for what you need. See what's being revealed, and then welcome it in. If you are actually being asked to help, then help the best way you can and allow it to integrate for you. So they also will state that dreams act as another means of interacting with the ancestors. And they also will say that this interaction occurs mainly through rocks, and that people will collect these rocks as they speak to them and keep them on the altar. You might have experienced in nature where people stack rocks. If you've ever participated in a sweat lodge, they'll bring rocks in, and those rocks have so much to say. It's really beautiful. So when you're dreaming, they'll say how important it is, and they even talked about that there's these two aspects of the soul. However, further in her research, she said some people feel there's two aspects of the soul and others do not, and that the first aspect is what actually leaves when you sleep and is also what leaves when you depart and is the part that gives your body life. And so, you know, this could create a little bit more complexity. We don't know sometimes. I keep it more simple, that we have mind, body, and soul, and that soul is what leaves. You know, we're breaking down fractals and energy, but, you know, your body and bones and all of that goes back to the earth, and there's this aspect that definitely leaves your body when someone passes. So dreaming and guidance, destiny and meaning in life. So imagine culture considers the dream so important that they will stop and listen for the guidance, the destiny, the meaning in life, and that they really value dreaming. So I'm going to just let that part just rest there. And if you're inspired, I really recommend reading about her journey, reading the information she's given here. It's really beautifully put together. She integrates some of her own stories. And then I would like to relate back to my experiences at Lake Avalon, is that if you're open and willing, you will fully be engaged with dreaming there. And allow yourself, if you do happen to go to Lake Atitlan or anywhere, even tonight when you're dreaming, just to really be clear when you go into those spaces and see what happens. There's a quote that they, from Barbara Tellock, explains the process of receiving your calling through dreams for spiritual healers in Santiago Atitlan, and this is one of the towns there. And among the Maya of Santiago Atitlan, Guatemala, shamans are also taught proper curing techniques and ritual procedures through dreaming revelation. Generally, the first indication a person has that he or she is destined to become a shaman is that a powerful figure appears in dreaming announcing that the individual should begin to learn this occupation. The dreamer frequently disregards the message, but dreams of the same type reappear. If the person is truly destined to become a healer, she will unintentionally find special objects such as unusual rocks, shells, marbles, or broken fragments of archaeological figurines in the path. If these objects were actually intended for the person, then she will begin to receive prayers, herbal cures, and other remedies in the dreams. So this is gives you a good glimpse of what they're talking about. Not everyone's destined to be in the healing arts, but it gives you a good glimpse of how to see what that destiny is and what might be conveyed to you during these dreams. And are you listening or are you avoiding? Because this is very possible in your dreams, and just in the same in reality, that sometimes we like to avoid our reality because we're not ready to admit to it. So if you're inspired, what I would love to recommend, and this is a fun dreaming practice, is pick a place on the planet that you feel really close to and that you have a high resonance to, and really take this into a heart space. Don't do it out of desire or envy or because you've read about it in a way that you feel there's an importance to it, but you don't feel a connectivity to it. Really take it to your heart space, and you don't even have to identify it by a name, but just visualize a place on the planet and allow yourself to be there and welcome in a connection to the wisdom in that place on planet Earth. Take that information into the dreaming, and then when you rise, connect yourself back to that place, that location, and see what happens. And repeat this exercise a couple nights over, or maybe once a week for several weeks, and see what occurs each time you revisit this location on planet Earth. So we're going to sign out with a little bit more of the album Leaf, which seems appropriate, Falling from the Sun, one of my favorites. As the Maya is so connected to the sun as much as it is to the earth. So as you fall into the dreams, remember the big star that keeps us all alive here on planet Earth. Until next time, this is she signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a big smile, and a namaste. Be simply.